Today, access to cash must be preserved. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, there's a lot of debate in Australia, thanks to the Regional Banking Review, about the role of banks in regional Australia. But there's a bigger picture here as well, and that is the removal of access to cash. And you will recall that we were involved in fighting the cash ban a couple of years ago to ensure that people could still use cash across the country for bigger transactions. But of course, over time, with the removal of branches and ATMs, and with the go to digital, there is a risk that cash gets sidelined. Now, this is a risk not just in Australia, but actually in pretty much all Western countries. And just to give you some comparisons, and by the way, this is relevant to the current Senate inquiry, the Bank of England and the House of Commons in the UK have been looking into the question of the future of local banking services and access to cash. And in fact, there was a report done in early August 2022, which was a bit of a summary as to what had been happening over the last few years. And today I want to walk you through some of those points because they are so highly relevant to what's going on in Australia. And once again, to those in the Senate inquiry, you need to get across this, it's so critical. So this particular report, which is actually to be found in the House of Commons Library, was entitled The Future of Local Banking Services and Access to Cash. And in the summary, they talked about what's at stake, the cash system in the UK, action to maintain local bank branches, strategic initiatives to protect access to cash, and alternative approaches to banking and cash provision. These, of course, are all very, very important points and highly relevant to what we're talking about here in Australia. And I think that quite often, of course, in Australia, what we end up doing is feeling as though we're a long way from anywhere. But in fact, these issues are very, very similar to those issues being explored in other countries. So if we look at what they said that technological and social changes have led to decreased reliance on both physical cash and traditional bank branches. While cash accounted for 45% of all payments in 2015, 5 years later, it was used in only 17% of transactions in the UK, and the coronavirus pandemic reinforced this tendency. Similarly, the number of bank and building society branches in the UK fell by about 34% between 2012 and 2021. And they said, while such changes reflect wider economic trends, the Access to Cash Review argued that many people and small businesses risk being left behind. The review's 2019 report found that older people, those on a lower income, and people with certain physical and mental health problems are particularly likely to be affected if society went cashless. And in fact, the Financial Conduct Authority identified similar groups as most likely to be affected by bank branch closures. Many small businesses also depend on physical branches. And the Scottish Affairs Select Committee found that whole communities, especially in rural areas, are affected when the last branch in a community disappears. That, of course, is exactly what we found in Australia. And so, once again, it reinforces that this is a resonant theme, not just in Australia, but more broadly. Now, they went on to say that there are a number of threats to the future of cash. In 2019, automated teller machines provided around 90% of the cash withdrawn in the UK, but ATM numbers have declined too over recent years, partly because fees payable to machine operators have reduced, and those operators have often responded by introducing pay-to-use ATMs. Although there have been attempts to remedy that trend, it's possible that providing ATMs could become uneconomical, leading providers to withdraw. And many businesses and traders are also moving towards non-cash payments, and this could threaten the future of the cash distribution industry. Now, when they went on to look at the responses to branch closures, they said that there had been widespread public and political concerns about the closure of bank branches and the subsequent effects on communities. Successive governments have noted the concerns, but maintained that these were commercial decisions that they were not going to intervene in. Many banks and building societies signed up to a voluntary access to banking protocol in 2015 and its successor, the Access to Banking Standard, in 2017. Signatories agreed to inform and liaise with affected customers and communities to mitigate the effect, although again this arrangement did not prevent closure. In 2019, the Scottish Affairs Committee sought a commitment from banks that they will not close the last bank in town, and it said that if such a guarantee wasn't forthcoming, the government should legislate to provide it. Now, more recently, following wider policy and political discussion, there's been a focus more generally on the future of access to cash. An independent access to cash review was established in 2018. While not advocating a view on the merit of a cashless society, the review highlighted the risks of millions of people sleepwalking into such a situation. It called on government regulators, financial services and others to work together to keep cash viable for the foreseeable future. And it noted that this would, however, require imaginative responses in an economy where digital payments predominated, and it recommended that digital approaches should be made available to everyone, not just the majority. Subsequent government and regulatory action has built on the Access to Cash Review's recommendations. For example, the government announced a commitment to legislating to protect access to cash in 2020. The Financial Services Conduct Authority introduced expectations for banks, building societies and credit unions, as well as ATM providers, for plans to close branches or convert ATMs to pay-to-use. This widens and strengthens arrangements covered by the Access to Banking Standard. And the Financial Services Act of 2021 enabled traders to offer a cashback without a purchase. The government announced in May 2022 that the forthcoming Financial Services and Markets Bill would protect access to cash by guaranteeing customers reasonable access for withdrawal and deposit facilities, and it would set and amend geographic access requirements to achieve this, and it would also formalise the FCA's powers to oversee them. And the bill would also give the Bank of England powers to oversee the wholesale cash infrastructure. And the Financial Services Markets Bill was introduced on the 20th of July 2022 and had its second reading subsequently. And more widely, the Post Office has signed a series of agreements with a wide range of banks and building societies to offer basic banking facilities to personal and business customers. In fact, almost 3 in 10 people used their services in 2021. And a series of community access to cash pilot projects has explored various alternative approaches to providing cash and banking services. And one of the really interesting comments in the early reviews was looking at the way that post offices could be a substitute, but they were concerned about the lack of infrastructure in the post office and lack of capable people. But they made really the point that the post office's offering was more akin to an ATM than a replacement for bank branch services. It also proposed a new hub model for services, particularly in areas where the last bank had closed. The bank branches were closed in the knowledge that the post office would not be able to provide some key services. In these last bank cases, the banks should be required to make provision for banking hubs within the local post office. The hub should be properly funded with an agreed private and business banking provision set by the Department of Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy and the Treasury. Postmasters should be trained, equipped and compensated to make the hubs viable. BEIS should make an immediate assessment of what the banking provision should be, the indicative cost per hub, and propose that the banks should fund it. And it's worth also noting that in January 2022, the Post Office announced a new agreement to be known as the Banking Framework 3. That's going to run from January 1st, 23 to 31st of December, 25. 30 banks, building societies and credit unions signed up to the agreement. The Post Office's own campaign hub, Save Our Cash, has nevertheless highlighted that the framework system is fragile because it it depends entirely on a commercial agreement between the banks and Post Office to support it. And although it welcomed the new agreement, which argued that only legislation would guarantee the future of access to cash. And finally, it's worth just noting the community access to cash pilots. Three new local banking hubs in dedicated retail spaces on the high street, which combine the cash transaction facilities of a post office with access to community banking services offered by the key retail banks, allowed the privacy and security people expect in a bank branch to be offered. There was also speedy and automated local cash deposit facilities for small businesses so that retailers don't have to travel to nearby town bank branches to deposit their takings. And also existing post office branches were restructured and refurbished with cash services streamlined to make it easier for local residents and businesses to withdraw and deposit cash quickly and safely. And there were also pop-up post office services allowing small communities to access basic banking services over a post office counter with an existing small shop. And also widespread cashback from local stores, restaurants and pubs, as well as PayPoint counters and new app-based digital services to widen the options for people to get cash locally and to help businesses reduce their own cost of depositing cash. Now, the point I really want to make here is that precisely the same issues that are playing out in Australia and have been highlighted through the current review are being played out in the UK and elsewhere. But it does seem to me that Parliament in the UK is taking a stronger position with regard to the secure future of cash. And I think that's an important position. My position has always been that I'm very comfortable with people digital if they want to, but cash is still a critical part of the economy. Cash, of course, is something which is a legal tender, and therefore it should be possible to use cash to make transactions and to be able to pay cash in when you need to do it. And so being directed away from cash and into digital without actually following through on continued provision of cash services is a major problem. And this is one which we have to really encounter now before it's too late. Every time a branch closes, access to cash becomes more limited. So I very much hope that those who are currently in the middle of the review of the current regional banking inquiry into the closure of bank branches do take a broad view of cash and the way it works. Because actually the acid test is not just the number of physical outlets, but also the access to physical cash. And as I've reminded you on several occasions, cash, of course, is king, particularly when the power goes off, as we saw, for example, around the bushfires and floods recently. And cash is also a human right, the right to use cash. And I'm not prepared to let that right just be dissipated simply because banks want to make more profits from going digital. So if you have not yet made that final submission to the inquiry, there's still a window of opportunity, very short though it is now. But this is a really important aspect of saving our banking system and very importantly, making sure that we as individuals and businesses have flexibility and choice in the way that we choose to do our banking. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching and I'll see you again next time.